Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, and this is where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for coming to the podcast. If you're new, I just want to welcome you. Basically, what we do is we just read through scripture. Today, we're starting a brand new book, and we usually go through a whole book. And right now, we're going to start Galatians. I read a bit of that book, and then I pray according to what I just read, and I pray for you. I know we all could use prayer these days. I certainly know that I can. So we are going to start Galatians 1 today in the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says in verses 1 through 5. I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle. People have not sent me. No human authority has sent me. I have been sent by Jesus Christ and by God the Father. God raised Jesus from the dead. All the brothers and sisters who are with me join me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of the churches in Galatia. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Jesus gave his life for our sins. He set us free from this evil world. That was what our God and Father wanted. Give glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, it's such a privilege just to be able to pray today, to have the freedom to say these words out loud and to pray over my friends all over the world. And before I get into this scripture passage, I'm burdened by those who are not free to share the gospel, who are being persecuted for your sake. And maybe there's only one listening, but Lord, would you strengthen him? Would you strengthen her? Would you give them the just the encouragement they need today to know that you see them and you hear them and you're walking with them? Lord, thank you so much for this letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. And I thank you that he understands authority. He understands that he's not subject to what other people have to say. He's not influenced by popularity or by cool people. No, he knows that he is sent not by people, but by you. He has been sent by Jesus Christ and God the Father. And Lord, I pray you would help us to have that similar kind of understanding of the fact that we're no different than Paul. We have been sent by Jesus Christ and by God the Father into this world to see the kingdom of God built. And so help us to take that seriously. We're so grateful that Jesus was raised from the dead. And because of that, we have boldness and we have the Spirit within us. The very Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives within our rib cage, lives inside of our bodies. I mean, that's just, I'm always very amazed by that. Lord, we thank you so much that you grant us grace and peace. I pray for my friend listening today that maybe they've had some shame or guilt, or they're carrying around a sin or the effect of a sin that has been with them a long time, and they feel like they are unloved or unlovable because of it. Or maybe they've been forgiven by you and they acknowledge that they have been, but they keep hitting themselves over the head with the same guilt and shame. Lord, I pray grace over them now. Just that utter, sheer, beautiful gift of grace, that unmerited favor. They did nothing to deserve it, so they can do nothing to unearn it. So, Lord, help us to live in light of grace. The old has gone, the new has come. You have separated our sins as far as the east is from the west, and right now we stand before you complete, lacking in nothing. We have been given, we have been adopted, and we call you Abba, Father. We are children of God because of what Jesus has done on the cross. And there's nothing that we can do that can separate us from your love, neither height nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers, or circumstances. Things seen, things not seen, nothing can separate us. And so we pray for that grace. And I also ask for peace. In this world, we do have trouble. In this world, there is tribulation and trials and angst and anxiety and people that seem to get away with murder and injustice reigning supreme. But Lord, you grant us peace. You are the Prince of Peace, and we are the ones who follow you. And so would you grant us peace today? Peace in our circumstances, peace in our jobs, peace in our families, peace in our finances, peace in our circumstances, peace in broken relationships, peace as we struggle to forgive, peace as we work through trauma, peace as we walk the healing road, peace as we are in angst over many things. Lord, we just need your peace, and we trust that you will grant it to us. Thank you for giving your life for our sins. Thank you for setting us free from this evil world. And we choose right now to give you glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. And I'm overcome with emotion about how much the Lord has sacrificed for you and has chosen you, that you would bear much fruit. So I pray that this week would be a week of bearing much fruit.